What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
So since you've done the last two, I feel like I should compromise and do this one for the t-shirts.
Yes. I like what you did.
Thank you.
Didn't go over my head this time.
I raised my eyebrow for the sarcasm. No, I didn't.
I didn't. I was like, lies.
I can't do the whole rock thing. It's like, I can't wink either. It's like.
Yeah, let's not do that. Yes,
it's bad. I learned a long time, like, in high school. This girl.
It always starts with a girl. There's this girl.
It's like 15. This is like the first time girls actually discovered me. I discovered them years ago.
You hit the growth spurt at 15 though, so I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
It's like 15, I was about to be 16. It's like, I just got some Air Force Ones. First, like, really good pair of shoes I'd ever had. It was like fly. Well, second, I had these AN1s in sixth grade. They were nice. AN1s. Most of these kids don't even know what AN1 is.
I know.
But anyway, like, I was sitting in this English class where we weren't learning anything. We're on like our fourth teacher. We're watching a movie. Had a lot of graphic violence. Yeah, it was not, anyway.
JP's random memory.
This is girl in class I was digging. And so I was feeling myself that day because I, you know.
Fresh haircut?
Yeah. And the jokes were hitting. So I like winked and she was like, what was that? It was so bad. Oh, it was so bad.
I'd have been like, man, I don't know. I didn't get too much sleep.
And I thought it was, but I didn't know I did anything wrong. I was like, I winked. They're like, nah. Nah, you didn't wink. You know how, like, in high school, everyone just clowns on you. I was like, yeah. They're like, what is that? And then everybody was looking, oh, yeah. So now I went home, shut the bathroom door, practiced winking in the mirror, and I was like, oh, I really can't do this. Yeah. Anyway, about these t-shirts.
That low-key was the funniest story we started off the show with.
It's probably not going to get any better for me. That's probably my high point. It's all downhill from here. Just like the winking. Like, since 15, it's been all downhill. We have t-shirts. They say the positive truth. Yeah, yeah.
Gray and black.
Gray and black. They're $20. All the proceeds go to suicide prevention, rain for sexual assault, and the Positive Tomorrow's OKC for the homeless children in Oklahoma City. Basically, you tell us which church you want, your size, everything. We donate to which nonprofit you would like, or to all of them. If you don't have $20, get 10 people to like our Twitter, like our Facebook, like our Instagram, or all of the above. Follow us on SoundCloud, follow us on iTunes. Send us an email about it. We will send you a free t-shirt. Send us an email with your address, size of shirt, and what color you want. We got you. And that was the longest intro we've ever had.
Oh, I'm with it, though. Today, our topic is...
compromise.
Compromising. That's what we do. What we try.
Are you saying we beef all the time, Tim?
Never. It's a compromise.
Exactly.
So what is compromising?
You tell me, man.
I can get you, man. Compromise is a basic negotiation process in which both parties give up something they want in order to get something else that they want more. Compromise usually occurs in a win-lose situation when there's a fixed pie to be divided up and whatever one side gets, the other side loses. In compromising situations, neither side gets all what they really want, but they each make concessions in order to reach an agreement that is acceptable to both.
I feel like you said situations. Give me a couple of examples of situations you need to compromise.
Like, you want pizza.
You want tacos?
I do want tacos. I do. You want pizza, I want tacos. We meet in the middle and go get burgers. It's a good compromise. Maybe you like, well, you don't like hamburgers. Let's find something else. We go get...
I like shrimp tacos. We can do shrimp tacos tomorrow, and then 2 days after, we can do pizza. That's a good compromise.
I'm with that.
See,
we compromise. That's a good compromise. We just showed an example right then and there.
Give me another situation.
Or another situation like, you want to watch Spider-Man and I want to watch Planet of the Apes. let's do this. This time we'll watch Spider-Man. Next time we go to the movies, we'll watch Planet of the Apes.
There's a new there's a new Planet of the Apes movie out?
War, Planet of the Apes. It's the last one of the trilogy, man.
There's a trilogy?
This isn't real. Is this real?
I had no idea. I knew about the Spider-Man movie, though.
Yeah, Homecoming. Well, yeah, they remade the, from, you know, the 60s and stuff, they remade all well, not all of them.
I've never seen Planet of the Apes before.
Oh, man, it's really good. You should watch the new one. The graphics are pretty amazing. That's off topic
the
a little
graphics?
Bit. Yeah,
the
graphics? Wow, did I say graphics?
You said graphics.
Anyways.
What about, like, relationship?
Relationship. Ooh. There is no compromise. No, I'm just kidding. In relationships, man, you got to compromise. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. But you have to compromise. One person can't always win. That's one thing for sure. I've realized in real life, if one person wins, the other person's going to get frustrated sooner or later. Whether it's me or her or him, it doesn't matter. Somebody's going to get frustrated in that relationship. That being said, like in an example where me and my wife, we compromise. We have a big issue of who's controlling the remote. I don't like to control it. She doesn't like to control it. We're really,
really?
Like whenever, because we spend a lot of time together at night.
That was not where I thought this was going.
Yeah, exactly. You would think like, oh, I want to watch sports all the time and she wants to watch that. We're really big on watching movies. So we'll try to find a movie from whenever. It doesn't really matter. We'll try to find some kind of movie and we don't like to decide because... No, you pick it. You would think it'd be awful.
Oh, so sweet.
So what we do is we switch nights. No, I had the remote last night. You get it this night. Or another situation is letting our dog out to use the restroom. He jumps out the door whenever he needs to use the restroom. So I let him out, she'll let him in, or vice versa. Like, compromise right there.
Whenever y'all have kids, y'all gonna have much bigger decisions.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I'm glad we don't have kids. Captain is the closest thing to a kid we have. And Captain the dog is a lot.
Those do not sound like big compromises. Those are your biggest relationship problems. I think you're okay, Tim.
I think I'm good, too. We definitely don't argue too much anymore.
What about work?
Man, work is tough. Work is tough. Like, as a server, we have certain sections. Hey, today, like, me and another server, he's a crew trainer as well. Shout out to Sean, because I know you're watching. We have a certain spot in the store. That's where we know we're going to make the most money. That's our spot. Our customers know us, our regulars. They know where to find us there. So what we do is, what we decided recently, actually, because I've been working there for 7 years. He's been there for, I think, 12 or something. So we've been working with each other for a long time. We just now came up with a situation where we'll change this spot on Sundays every month. So this month, it's all him. He has the front spot all month. In August, it'll be me, September, him, and we'll just keep it going like that. We've been doing it for about 3 months now, and it's worked out great. After all these years of working with each other, we just figured it out, but it still worked. We compromised.
Nice.
Two sides.
What about in Congress?
You go ahead and handle that one, JP. Go ahead and handle that one, man. How are we going to compromise in Congress?
No, that wasn't me being sarcastic, but I'm saying, like, in any governmental form, you have to compromise between the opposing parties. Like, how I like to define compromise is, instead of saying, we need to do X, like, you have to do X to get to Y, it's, what do we have to do to get to Y?
Using the word we, it's very powerful.
Absolutely. So it's like we were talking about Congress, like, what can we do to better the American people? Not what can we do to pass, because I'm right, and pass this law. Or in this relationship, like, hey, you need to control the remote all the time so we can achieve Y. You know, it's what can us do together to achieve Y.
Exactly.
That's how I've always viewed compromise. And I mean, why is this a good topic?
A lot of people need to learn how to compromise.
You're just not always right.
Yeah, for sure.
And no one wants to be around that person that always thinks they're right.
And then argue with you and be mad at you for disagreeing. Oh, I can't stand that person. You know who you are. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have that person.
And like, here's the thing. Like, we're always going to feel like we're right. Sometimes we have to like learn to work together to reach compromises. That's just how life is. You want to be a leader. You want to interact with people. Like, we're not all going to agree on certain things. Like, we just went through an election phase where it was like, you voting for Hillary, you're an idiot. If you're voting for Trump, you're a Nazi. Come on, like, there are so many different topics that make, like, up government. It's like, domestic policy, foreign policy, environmental policy. Like, there's no way every Trump supporter agrees on all these facts and every Hillary supporter agrees on all these facts. It's in the mix. Everyone's in the middle. And we just need to compromise and talk about it instead of just being like, you voted for Trump, you're an idiot. You voted for Hillary, she should be in prison, you should be too.
So you're saying have an open mind and be respectful to others.
Yeah, you have to.
Sounds really nice. Having an open mind is really, really hard for a lot of people today. I feel like they're so one-sided. I feel like a lot of people are...
We have supercomputers for phones. We have internets that can tell us anything. We have Google Maps that can show us places all over the world.
It's time to open up your mind.
We're on Mars, basically, with these little rovers taking pictures.
Yeah, for sure. It's time to have an open mind. If any time beforehand, it's time. Now is the time, for sure. And exactly, having an open mind and being respectful is all you need to do instead of bashing somebody just because they believe in something differently than you. Like, I was so frustrated. At first, I was kind of with the whole, like, oh, Trump's president, I'm moving out of the country type of thing. Like, at first, I was like, man, yeah, I'm out. Like, but after a minute, I was just like, this is so dumb. Like, why would I leave? Why is everybody saying this? It's like so many months down the line, and now it's all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I'm getting out of here. Like, I saw somebody post that the other day, like, ah, man, I'm tired of Trump. Just build the wall. I'm leaving anyways or something. And I'm just like, why are we still talking about this? Why is this still a subject? Why are we not having an open mind? I'm not saying believe in everything the dude's saying at all, but why are we being so negative about the situation? And I feel like negativity...
Are you saying we should work together to figure out a better solution so we can influence him since we're voting for him?
I feel like everything we talk about involves us working together. Unity. We have to do this together, everybody.
Hashtag unity.
I like it. Hashtag unity. I can't
do you remember the Chappelle show?
Dude, I love the Chappelle show.
Unity. That is not the positive truth. Your kids are not Google that. Whenever you said that, that's all I could think of was the red chains.
I hear you.
Anyways, how do you compromise better, Tim? Give me some solutions.
Some solutions to compromising. Let things go. Like, just because she had the remote 10 times in a row, like, controlling it, I want to control this next time. I can't hold a grudge. Hey, you had it 10 times in a row. We've never talked about having this control, so I can't hold a grudge for something that we didn't talk about. Let's talk about this. All right, for now on, you get it this time, I get it next time, and let's move on from there. Don't
worry. I see you got serious, man. Screwed over.
I always do that.
I feel like you've done this before.
Oh, plenty of times. Me and the wife will argue or something. We're not looking at each other, and when things get real, we're both turned this way. Boom. All right, so let's talk about it. Every time.
Okay, so where is that fine line between letting things go and getting run over all the time? Because you know there's a fine line with that.
For sure.
How do you define that?
I feel like as long as you're talking respectfully, you're straight. If you're not talking respectfully, then it's not going to work out. If you're raising your voice at the other person, it's not going to work out. I know for myself, if you raise your voice at me, I get defensive, and then I'm going to want to raise my voice.
I feel like that's how everyone is.
Exactly. So if you're talking to me calm, cool, and collected, I'm good. You're good. I'm good. We have a solution. We'll figure something out together, for sure. But I feel like that line is respect. As soon as you get disrespectful in any way, it's going to go downhill.
Okay, I like that. What else do you have?
Don't always try to be right.
Because you're not always going to be right.
Yeah, which you already said, so we don't even
also, there are certain situations where you can both be right, and so you need to work together to reach that solution. Like, some things, there's just not a clear right answer.
Some things people won't compromise on. Like Native Americans, for example, they have...
There's a lot of Native Americans, Tim. Which tribe?
I don't know which tribe. right now, where is this at right here? Hold on one sec. And I got it. Native American groups in the United States provide a good example. They have fought for and have been granted sovereignty, which is legal control over their reservations, and possess their own laws independent of U.S. and state governments. They are likely to be very reluctant to relinquish this control. Why is that? Because that's their beliefs. So there's not everything you're going to be able to compromise. You got to be aware of that. Be aware of what you're compromising. It's something that's not there, but it's something that I definitely wanted to say. Be aware. Make sure you're not trying to compromise the wrong things and trying to change somebody's thoughts, because there's certain things that you're just not going to compromise.
Okay, but what happens, like, there's just certain things, like, you're just, both people can be right. And sometimes you just have to work together to find a solution that's best.
That's very true.
So, sports example, basketball player and a coach. One's like, we should run this play since there's only 20 seconds left. Coach is like, we should run this play. Most coaches would be like, no, I'm the coach, we're gonna do it my way. There's enough trust there with the player, it's like, okay, let's try to, like, talk this out, reach a solution.
That's intense, though, for 20 seconds left on the clock. I've been in that situation, man. We're going to do this. As a coach, we're going to do this.
As someone that wasn't good at basketball, I have that.
No, I hear you, though. You definitely have to find a solution that meets in the middle, if both of you guys are right. Because at the same time, there has been times where basketball players, they see something else that the coach isn't seeing because they're on the court. So I hear you, for sure. I have another one, though. Rethink your expectations. Have you ever kept an argument going just because you were on a roll? Have you ever done that? Like, you're winning the argument, so you just kept it going?
No, I just need you to know I'm right. I'm going to argue the... The only time I'm going to keep an argument going is if I feel like you're being, like, illogical. So if I agree with your logic, we're probably not going to be arguing. I'm just going to disagree and move on. That's just me, though.
I hear you. Growing up with my sister, it was different when we were kids.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like all brothers and sisters have that. She definitely would go in on me because she was right a lot. My sister's very intelligent. So, you know, me, I'm just throwing out random fun facts like I know what I'm talking about. And she'll definitely make me feel like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. So she would definitely go in on me. But then whenever also reading this, like, have you ever done that and realized you really weren't that passionate about what you're talking about? Have you ever went out somebody and realized, like, I don't really care what we were even talking about. I just want you to know I'm right. Well, you're a positive person. Me and my sister, we went at it a lot as kids, and we're twins, so of course you know that, JP. And yeah, I have a twin sister, and we used to go at it. Oh, and we would argue like that, and it was terrible. You know, it's super negative to do. So you have to rethink your expectations. You can't always want to be right. Sometimes you have to be right, but also educate at the same time in a polite way. Because for me, if I think I know something and I don't know it, if you come at me and like, no, that's wrong. This is what it is. If you're like, well, this is how it really is. You know, how you talk to somebody really makes it. So
how you talk to somebody is really good.
Man, you gotta watch how you talk.
Respectfully, man.
Respectfully. Be willing to change is another one. You're not always gonna be right. You gotta grow.
That's exactly what compromise is. Changing for the better for the group.
Our compromise is changing for the better, for sure. And share your beliefs and emotions. Be honest. Let everybody know how you feel, whoever you're talking to, whoever you're trying to compromise with. Be honest with them about how you feel and what you believe. Because at the end of the day, if you're being respectful, if you're being open-minded, like we've already talked about, and you're being completely honest with that person and they're doing the same, I promise you there'll be an us or a we or something where they have a solution and we're moving on with our lives because we compromise on something. Now we decided what we're going to eat. Now we can talk about we already know what we're going to watch.
What else is there in life?
Bed and then work in the morning, I guess, you know, the adult life.
Okay, well, yet again, I took this a different way.
Cool.
It's all good, though. Yeah. It's all good, though. My first one is, like, you know, actually wanting to listen to someone. Like, just show appreciation or openness to others' opinions. Even if you feel like you're 100% right. So I have a four-step process. Tell me about blank. So we're discussing this. So let's say, controversial topic, transgender restrooms. Let's say we disagree on it. Well, tell me about blank. Why do you feel that way? How can we change it for the better for everyone? And then just basically, if we're still disagreeing, like, well, why don't we like look into facts to understand this issue more clearly? Look for more information. Just respect the other person's opinion. Listen to them. If you know you have to compromise with someone, like in a work environment, or like a relationship one, like, just don't cut them off. Hear them out, ask questions, and then you talk, and then you just repeat it. Like you said, respectfully, just over and over again. And that's how it should work. And if you just, why do you feel that way, and tell me about why you feel that way, and you let them finish, and then you go, just don't let them cut you off. And then you just keep going. If they just cut you off and you feel angry, compromise, you just cannot do angry. I think we all can accept that.
Yeah, we all need to understand that. You cannot be angry and expect a compromise.
So you can find us on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, or Google Play. If you put us in iTunes, like encouraging news or uplifting news or good news, we still pop up, not just the positive truths.
We're growing.
You know it, man. You know it. I also gave us extra title names, just so like if you look up uplifting or encouraging or good news, we pop up first. We're also on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, Twitter, TPT_podcast, Instagram at the Positive Truth, where we have like three photos, about to have four. I'm not going to tell everyone about the fourth or fifth one. It's their secret right now. I still really like them. I haven't told you about them.
I know. I was like, okay, like, wait, these are real? I thought you were making it up. Wait, what?
Yeah, they're real, Tim. Very much real. Follow us on The Positive Truth at Instagram. More photos coming soon. Do you have a quote?
Yes, I do. So at the end of every show, I always say, stay positive. He says, we out. And I have a quote for staying positive. So, staying positive does not mean that things will turn out okay. Rather, it is knowing that you will be okay no matter how things turn out.
I like that one, Tim.
Me too, man. I saw it and I was like, JP's gonna like this. Let's do it. So on that note, stay positive.
We out.